Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Hey, listeners, thank you so much for joining in. It's time now to talk about your favorite thing, AdamEve.com. That's right, AdamEve.com. You may know it formerly as Adam and Eve. Well, Duncan Trussell is wrong. Don't fucking listen to his stupid ass. It's AdamEve.com, and if you go there now, you can get 50% off with the code WEIRD. Why not? I'm sorry. I just watched the trailer for the new Lars von Trier movie. I don't even know who the fuck that is, but it's a movie trailer for a movie called Nymphomaniac, and there's so much sex stuff. It's disturbing, and I don't know how anyone's going to see that in a movie theater because they're going to get boners, and it's going to be crazy. But go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off with the code WEIRD, and you get 3 free DVDs that you can watch with your friends, or you can watch the privacy of your own home, or you can watch on your laptop, or you can watch with your parents. Do whatever you want. Check it out, AdamEve.com, and listen to this episode.
Creepy little Esther, stupid little
the listeners up. There's a lot that's been happening so far. Thomas Dale in the studio, aka my couch today.
Yeah, it was 95 degrees here before, and I had to
I like to keep my apartment smelling like warm
a
oven.
Yeah, no, I'm not into
and
it.
I have my cinnamon broom, which the cinnamon broom will be pictured on Instagram.
Yes, it smells really good too. I was hoping for different. I wanted the cool water flavor because I love the smell of a hot straight boy from the late 90s in my bedroom.
Oh my God. I do remember when cool water was the shit.
I feel like I doused myself in it.
Yeah, when I was in junior high, I liked what you like right now.
Basically. Oh yeah. I am so like a junior high school girl. You have no idea.
I am a 15
year old girl who just can't, who's like, but I'm like the pretty 15 year old girl who like can never get it right. Like she could have everything, but she just always wants the shithead.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I don't know. I love straight boys that are just like jockey, like just dickhead guys. Like there's something about it that's just my aesthetics.
I get it.
Yeah.
I went through that phase.
Maybe
it's just your phase. I bet it is. You're gonna get over this, girl.
I hope so. Like on Facebook, you don't understand like what I do to these boys. Like literally, I will I'll show you like Facebook Messenger. Like I'll just randomly find, you know, I go through my pictures and I'll be like, ooh, I love him, and I'll just be like, take that dick out. And they're
what? God.
And then, like, of course, they'll be like, LMAO. Like, I'm just always so funny. So it's like, no. I'm, like, it's like, I feel like I'm trapped in this world where I'm like, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
But you're a comedian, so people just think you're constantly silly.
Like, oh, yeah. And the straight boys love it. And they're always just
they love it.
They love it. Well, yeah, it's just what I do. So it's like, they just love it. And because I'm like their boy. Like, I'm like a bro, like, kind of gay guy. So to them, they're like, they think it's hilarious that like their boy could be hitting on them like this.
And also guys, like, they just because you're a man and that's not what they're into, they still want to be admired.
Oh yeah, totally. I always say I make them feel pretty, so you know.
What's like, have you ever had an experience where like you did that and it got weird?
Yeah, I definitely have.
I feel like one out of three is probably.
It has happened less than you would think, but it did happen one time. Like, I was like, oh my God, I leaned in and was like, come here, bro. And he was like, no, it's not. I was like, and we were just really like fucked up, and it was like 4th of July and we were at a barbecue, and oh my God, I loved him. And he was so sweet about it. That's even worse. Like, when they're sweet about it, it's like, oh my God. You know, I always tell straight guys, don't be nice to me and not expect a hand job because it's rude. Okay? Like, it's like you're leading me on. Put your tits away.
It's true. Being nice.
Yes.
Is just a door
I'm
open.
Sorry. Yeah. Don't fucking like talk to me. Like, we need to go back to like the straight up homophobia so that we're clear
that you're not
trying to like get jerked off.
Oh.
Otherwise, just let me jerk you off. And then, like, because you're asking for it. That's it. You're asking for it.
Oh,
no means yes.
It's true. No,
it's so
means
true.
Yes.
Like, if you really didn't want it, you wouldn't look at me in the eyes.
It's like, so weird because because like you can get drunk at a party and like as a girl or a guy like and just fuck a person and you're like, oh, what did I do? Like, yeah. I don't know. But like, I guess that happens and you go the other way.
Right, exactly.
That's what you're banking on.
Well, here's the thing too, because I'm so specific, like I don't like you can't be too drunk. I'm not like, once you get like, I'm not into your sloppy shit. Like, I'm not trying to like there was one time that this dude was so prime for the picket, like he was like threw up all over his shoes and stuff, and I was like, I can't do this.
Did people hear what he just said? He is so prime. He threw up all over his shoes.
He was ready for me.
Oh,
but I was like, I just couldn't bring myself to it. I was like, I don't want it that bad.
Because you're not a rapist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like,
you don't
want to
take advantage.
I still need you to like real kind of be into it, you know?
Right.
But not into it in like a gay way. Into it in like a bad boy, straight boy way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, they don't want to be into it, but
they're
they
just
are.
Horny. Yeah. Like, because that's like, to me, that's the epitome of horny. Like,
I know.
That's the straight man's wet. You know?
Oh my God, dude.
Like,
girl, like, I get it. I know you think I'm just like.
No, I totally
girl.
Know you get
I
it.
I get it.
I love when straight girls get it.
Because, like, I hate to go dirty on my podcast and make it all about sex, but you know what? Something that I'm into is like when a guy doesn't want it, but like wants it.
Yes,
you
like
know?
He needs it.
Yeah, like, he's like, I don't want to do this with you. And not that I do this, you guys, but like, just, I feel like whenever I see that, I don't know. Oh my God, I kind of want to talk about something really weird.
Go for it.
Have you seen this? And someone just showed it to me. It's called Orgasm Wars.
Orgasm Wars?
You don't. Oh my God, you are going to freak out.
Wait. Oh wait, is it Japanese?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh,
and the gay guy blew the straight guy, the straight porno star.
Yeah.
And I was watching this and I was like, oh my God, I fucking love Asian
people.
This, you're so crazy.
I know. This
and
is like
you
your
would
thing.
Think, yeah, and I would think like, because it used to be, like China used to be communist, right?
You're talking the
wrong
person.
Okay, well, I think they were, and I'm like...
I don't even know what that means, bro. Yeah,
like strict.
Oh, okay, like strict.
Means, yeah, strict.
No, but just so people know who haven't seen it, it's like Orgasm Wars is this really crazy game show in somewhere where people look Asian, and they...
Yeah, I think they're Japanese in this one.
It's like a showdown. Can this person A give person B an orgasm?
Yep.
And it was a straight guy versus
straight
a gay
porno,
guy, and the gay guy was like, I can...
make this big, you... like, fat gay dude, yeah. too. This
he's
is
like, I can get you to come in my mouth. And yep. the straight guy was like, there's no way this will not happen.
Yeah, he's like, you're not going to make me come. And then he stands in, like, a box.
It's so
It's literally
weird.
A glory hole.
But watch it, yo.
Yeah, it is so, like, I'm like,
Dustin,
wow, this
have
is
you
amazing.
Heard of it? Yeah, we're disturbing, yeah. so.
And it's
I know
like,
you think you're disturbing, Dustin, because you tweet pictures of dead people, but, like... Our podcast producer tweets the darkest things, and
oh
I'm always
God.
Like, "What? How do I let this
what
person in my home?"
What sign are you?
Aquarius.
Okay, Aquarians. So, aren't you Aquarius too?
No, I'm a Pisces.
A
Pisces. And what's,
okay.
Can we just get yeah. real with signs?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, here's the thing. This is why it's. Well, this is the thing. I like studied it for a little while. Not like I wasn't there with like a compass rose and shit. Like I just studied, like I read. I didn't take
okay.
like classes, you know?
Right,
like,
just
I didn't
the same
have
way
I've
like studied Megan Fox.
Right, basically. Well, I probably gave a little more. Like I would do my own like little test and I would run get my hypothesis. Anyway, it is science. Here's why it's science. When you're born and put onto the earth, your brain is developing for like a year after that. So when you're put onto the earth, right, your brain is still in development. It's basically just how your brain is being affected by like gravity and like all kinds of like the tide, like the moon affects the tides. That's proven. So therefore, it's going to affect. We're made of like 80% water, 85% water. So just that's a small piece of it. Then it says like, because I believe in reincarnation. I believe that we're an energy that doesn't just cease to exist once you like your body, when your physical form is done, your energy leaves and goes into the universe. It's all part of like the light, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it tracks. It
that's
tracks your
still
energy.
Though what you just said that your body goes into the light. That still could be interpreted as meaningless.
It could be interpreted by people who don't have meaning in their life. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. If you have no meaning in your life, it could so be interpreted
Wait,
as
but I do like what you just said. You kind of had like a
science. The science
based
part of
approach.
It. Yeah, there is that side of it. It is. That is because you're in physical form. That is how it's affected. And they create these little cartoony characters like the bull and the cancer, the crab,
yeah.
just to explain to humans, make it more like understandable.
So who's explaining this to humans?
Like, no, like the science of it,
bots?
The universe. Yeah, yeah, science bots, exactly. Yeah.
So, okay, like here's the way that I feel like I see what you're saying is maybe like I'm a Pisces, I was born in March, but maybe like, so I'm
they
the first
the
year
fish.
I'm developing, I'm
yeah.
like, cold because I was born in the winter.
Yeah, that could have an environment affects
what is
who
the
you
moon?
Are.
How does the moon affect tides?
The
Tell
moon affects.
More.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a scientist, so I haven't gotten
right,
like deep into it.
Comedian.
Right, I'm a
recently
stand-up comic.
Recently seen on Chelsea Lately and Craig Ferguson.
Recently seen on Chelsea Lately, and I'll be on next Monday. Yes. Okay. So tune in and follow me on Twitter, ThomasDale5. Okay.
Yeah.
So
done.
Check. Especially if you're a straight boy, then follow me on Facebook because I need a picture.
Yeah, wait. If you're straight and you're like maybe gonna go the
oh yeah,
way,
reach out,
this is
reach
who
out,
you reach out.
Yeah, I'm the shit. Like, come this
okay,
way.
Back on track.
Yeah. So the moon affects the tides. I'm assuming through gravity. I'm assuming that that's how it is. Like it works through gravity. Like the moon has a pull. There are
okay.
gravitational pulls and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna just assume that that's what it is. So, but like when you're put into the world, Mercury, Saturn, Venus, Mars, those have all been studied to they know what those things put out, like those planets, those things, what they put out. So
yeah.
Scientists have, you know, they've researched that. They know that. So astrology is just something that has been around before religion, by the way. It's what the ancient people used to use to like. Explain things and describe things, and like they track their lives through the stars, and they've come up with. I mean, it's brilliant. It really is.
It does sound interesting, and it has an appeal, and it has been around for so long, and so many people like for it to be in every magazine, every newspaper. It's like there's something to it. But it does to me feel like a little psycho when I'm reading like Cosmo, and it's like you'll
oh,
meet
totally.
The guy.
No. Like astrology shit in magazines and newspapers, like that's so simplistic and ridiculous. Like because you have a whole birth chart. The sun, the actual sun, is you're like a Pisces. That's the sun. That is like a minute like thing in your birth chart. Then there's the moon and the aspects and the way it's all. So it can't possibly tell you.
What's a birth chart?
When the time and the day you're born, where everything in the universe was lined up, exact how it was lined up when you were born. So basically, it's your personal blueprint of life.
What does yours tell you about you?
I'm a Taurus with moon in Pisces and my rising's Aquarius. So it's just, I mean, I'm very like down to earth and like, and stubborn and strong and loyal. But then there's the very, my moon is my emotions. It's very sensitive and instinctual and a little paranoid. And that's the Pisces. Pisces people are that.
That's me. I'm paranoid.
Yeah. That's the, your sun is that. That's what you are on the outside. Your inner, I don't know what your moon is. So I would have to do a whole chart. We would do that later.
For $19.99, we'll do that later. It's true. I'm paranoid. I can't sleep on ground level.
Yeah. That's the Pisces thing. You feel a lot.
Yeah. I feel a lot. Mm-hmm. I generally feel lonely. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Yep. They feel lost, Pisces.
Because so you know, because what?
Because the reason Pisces feel lost is because they're connected and in tune very well to everything around them. So sometimes like that's a little, sometimes it's like ignorance is bliss, and Pisces aren't ignorant. Like you might think you are and you might want to be, but like you have instincts that sometimes, yeah, that can like hurt you sometimes.
So you know so much about this that like anyone can say I'm this, Virgo, yeah, and I can give you a roundabout.
Yeah, exactly. I can give. Yeah, I did it because I went through a really difficult time in my life, and I needed to understand people more. So, you know, everything else kind of seemed like just aggressive, and this was like, you know, I would read it, and I was like, oh my god, this is like some seriously true shit. And I just started reading everybody's shit, and I would just buy books and read books, and then I would watch people behave, and I would see it play out without me having any preconceived notions, and I would guess people's signs just by how they were eating, and it was just amazing.
What?
So through that,
I'm
not
crazy.
An ignorant person. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I definitely went crazy, but through crazy, when you're pushing yourself to insanity, I personally believe
could you have guessed what I was?
Could I have guessed what you were? I think sometimes the more I got to know you, I probably would have been able to.
Yeah. So you couldn't like watch me eat a donut in my car and have been like Pisces.
It's happened. Yeah. It's happened.
Wow. I feel like I am such a like lonely, bored, lost soul that like I want so badly to believe in that because I would love to get into that. But I feel like.
Well, it's not even about believing. It's about if you like educated yourself on it, you would then understand it. So it's not, there's no convincing or believing, like it's real and it's true. So if you just studied it and saw it play out, then you'd be like, oh, I got it. Like, it's not a matter of me, whether I don't give a fuck if I believe it or not. It still does its thing.
Whoa. Whoa.
You can follow me on my astrology tour across the country.
I will read you from one look. So you're going to be on Chelsea Lately on Monday.
I'll be there on Monday. Yeah, that's fun.
You used to work there.
Yeah, I was writing there for like the first, the first 3 months is like a trial period, really, for you to see if you like it and for them to see if it's a fit.
Uh-huh.
Because a writing staff, I don't know if you've ever been on one.
I have not.
It's not like something you just, it's not like all to, I mean, there's a lot of dynamics to a writing staff, especially a writing staff that's been there for 6 years already. And they're all comics and performers. And so it takes the right fit. And for me, I wasn't looking to be a writer. Like,
right.
I just moved here. And then 3 months later, first my manager hit me up and he was like, oh, Chelsea's looking for a new writer. And I straight up turned it down. I was like, I'm not really looking to write. I don't want to be in a writing room. I came out here to like further my career. Like, I'm from New York and I became a comic there. And I came out here to take the next step, not to go sit in an office.
Yeah.
So I turned it down. Then 3 weeks later, my agents hit me up and they were like, Chelsea's looking for a writer / performer for the show. You would be on cast. And I was like, dope, let's do it. Like, I'm in. So I did a packet. I submitted. I had an interview with Chelsea and the producers. She loved me. And then I did another packet and then they hired me. And everything like changed. Poof, I was making all this writer's money. And it was like, but I just wasn't like, I loved being there, but it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, I sat with the producers, and they were like, we think that you need to be developing Thomas Dale. We love you on camera. The fans love you. We just think that you're, you know, the writer. We want someone who wants to write 100% for Chelsea, and we think that you need to write Thomas Dale. You need to be Thomas. You can't, you know, like, this isn't for you. And I was like, I can't disagree. I totally thank you for being smart and, like, you know, because I probably would have sucked it up for a year. and like lost any heat that I did come out here with, because you know, you're just, all right, great. Like, it's only so long before it's like, all right, cool, you're a writer at Chelsea, great, we're over.
Right, you know?
So it was like, it was really a blessing. And then I had left, and then I wound up signing with 3Arts as my new managers, and you know, things started happening. But before then, I wasn't going to comedy clubs. I couldn't get out and do the audition spots. I couldn't do the...
Because you were working.
Because I was working. Yeah. I was get out at 6:30 at night, and I would, you know, in Burbank, but I'm like, I'm ready to go home.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I have to be up at 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I don't fuck with that. Like, no. I can't do both of those things.
It's just not, yeah, it's not like, you know, and especially just moving out here, there's a hustle that I have to do now. So
yeah.
I did that, and then when I left, I started doing the road a lot so I can make like a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. Now I have my money set. Now I'm back out trying to like break into the club scene and, you know, do that whole like show face and get my, you know, people to give my references and stuff, like, you know.
And you have a monthly show at Flappers in Burbank?
I have a monthly. It used to be a weekly, and then I was canceling a lot because I just wasn't in town. Like, there literally were times where I was in LA for 3 days out of the month, so I couldn't do it. And, you know, I think a monthly somewhere is fine. I think a weekly at one specific place is too much.
What is your out-of-town, like, road experience like? Like, on a day, on a month when you're, like, not here for ever, yeah, any days?
It's great. Like, there was one month where I was literally in Montreal, then to New York, then to Wisconsin, then L.A. for 3 days. No, I'm sorry. Then L.A. for 2 days, and then Reno, and then back to L.A. for 2 days, and then Wisconsin again for, like, a different thing.
Like, that's obviously crazy and hard to keep up with, yeah, just when you speak it. So, yeah, what is that experience like? Like, are you happy on
it's
the road?
So
are
fun.
You, like, hitting on dudes? Like, what's happening?
Well, I hit on... That's part of my act. Like, I hit on straight guys in the audience. So, it's fun when I go to, like, small towns. Like, I was just in Montana, and I literally was in this... I was in this town called Deer Lodge, and it was a small, like, the penitentiary was like in this town, like that's what it was known for. Like, everybody's like, good luck in Deer Lodge, and I was like, oh my god, they're gonna chain me to their car and drag me down the road, I'm dead.
Oh my god.
And I just still did my thing, and I hit on the straight guys, and they love it. And
they,
you know,
love it,
they love it, because no. I'm like, the way I do it, I don't know if you've never seen it yet, but I do, like, I'll like tell them, I'll be like, don't shake your fucking head at me, I'll jerk you off right here, it's the best day of your fucking life, you know. And they can't put fucking, I mean, it's sweet.
I guess if you, like, if it's this thing that if a guy is homophobic, they hate, but if you can do that,
right,
if you can do you while making them laugh,
yeah, exactly,
they,
it's,
can't really,
exactly,
fight you,
yeah, exactly,
or, you know, be,
yeah,
mad.
Yeah.
You can't be mad about it, yo.
You can't. Don't hate on the game. Hate the player.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So, like, what do you do when you're in a place like Deer Lodge during the day?
I lose the insides of my stomach lining for a little while before the show, like, out of nerves.
Why?
Because it's every, like, here's the thing. I always say, like, coming out was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, and I have to do it on stage every time.
Oh, fuck.
Because even though, like, I'm, you know, like, I talk, I have a little bit of the gay voice, and I, like, you know, I, you know, I'm gayish, you know, like, I have that. Still, people need to be fucking told. It's like, they still don't get, you know, like, you could be the queeniest fucking gay guy. If you don't fucking say you're gay, everyone in America just assumes you're straight. It's,
yeah,
just the way it is. So
if you don't tell me you're gay, I'm going to try to make you my boyfriend.
Yeah, people just do it. They do. So they just assume everyone's straight, you know? It's like... Straight
innocent
before
proven
fucking
guilty.
Gay. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I can't wait till I'm at a point in my career where, like, I'm known enough and famous enough to not have to, like, talk about it in the sense of, like, I'm gay. Like, I'll be able to talk about my life situations and it'll be assumed I'm gay. They already know I'm gay. Oh, it's,
yeah,
Thomas Dale. We get it. So he doesn't have to. Like, I look forward to that future me, you know, like, just being,
right,
able to just, the world knows who I am and what, that I'm gay, and it's, that we're done. Now I could, like, because the thing is, like, even on Chelsea, my first joke usually has to set up that I'm gay, because otherwise a lot of the persona stuff doesn't come across. Like, I've done it where I didn't say I was gay right away, and then, like, the audience wasn't kind of getting, like, even though the jokes weren't gay jokes, they didn't real,
they
thought it was coming from,
you,
a straight guy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times the things that I say are funny because they know it's coming from a gay place. It's not coming from a straight guy's place, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so I have to set it up. And then people are like, oh, you know, like, sometimes I've heard comics be like, you know, oh, you always say you're gay. I'm like, yeah, you don't realize that I have to do that. You get the luxury of being a straight guy. I have to say that. So
the luxury.
Enjoy your, yeah, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Gayest voice.
That's interesting. I mean,
and it plagues me. Being gay plagues me too. So we talk about things on stage that are important to us. So at this stage of my life, still, I'm still. It's like I'm coming of gay. You know, I'm trying to I've accepted it, and I love who I am. But it's hard to be gay. So therefore, I still have struggles with it. Like, I'll still watch a fucking guy and girl proposal on TV and cry because I'm like, I just want a normal relationship.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
I would love to have a girl that like does all the traditional things and takes care of me and makes me a better man. Oh. I would love all that, but I'm not made that way. You know,
right.
I was put here, I guess, to teach people tolerance. Thanks God. That's what I want. I really gave me a fucking big mission, you know, and
real
all I want is
mission.
Just to, yeah, I just want to. A wedding in a catering hall.
Me too, girl.
You know? I want to come up from the ground. With big sparkles and shit. I don't think my wife would like that.
I think she'd take the hint.
Bitch would be like, well, I'm coming from the ceiling. Right, exactly, yeah. So I guess, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Because then I look at it and I'm like, I wouldn't want to be straight. Because there's so many, like, straight people have so many friggin' rules. And you guys are such tight asses, like, in your society. Like, not you specifically, but
no.
In your society, there's so many rules. Men have to be this way and girls have to be this way. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Just be you. You know, like, you don't have to be. Straight men are starting to, like, break those walls down, which I love.
They really are.
And the more fabulous girl allows that. But then there's these girls in this world that are just so insecure that they need that structure.
Like,
they need men to be.
Give me a specific.
Like they need men to like, okay, here's a specific. I love the girls that are like if a straight guy is being all gay with his guy friend, they fucking love it. They're like, yeah, Instagram, fucking love it. Gay chicken, pretend to kiss. Like, it's great. They love it. But I hate the girls that are like, ew, that's so gay. I'll stop it. Like, they need to be the woman. Like, it's like, all right, bitch, you're the woman. We get it. Like, it's okay. Your vagina isn't going anywhere. Okay. Let them just fucking break their walls down. Like, they need their men to be men, or I can't open this. Open this for me. Like, bitch, try again. You know, try the fuck again. You got this. Like, you know, get one of your girlfriends to help you together. You
it
can
is
open it.
Really hard when, like, I just had a tweet about this. Like, I was, like, trying to be all independent, and then mm-hmm. I couldn't open a jar. And it was just, like, it ruined the whole day. You know, you, like, start your day, you're like, I'm me today.
Yeah,
I'm just me,
I'm
just Esther. And then I can't open the jar. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm not just me. I'm me plus
But
some...
did you get a guy to open it?
No, I used a chip clip in a way to help me.
And you got
I
it.
I did it.
Thank
I got
you.
It.
Hello.
Thank you.
You don't need all the societal fucking formats.
Absolutely not. I do feel that when I'm in a relationship, I, like... Yeah, I don't. I'm like, I want to have some pants.
Listen, and I get it. I think it's so. I wish that I could just be like this, like, sweet, sensitive little thing that needs my jaws to be open. You know, I wish it looks so awesome and endearing and so mm-hmm. cute. I do, and I live it out on stage, and I'm able to be that. You know, like I was doing the show in Montana, and these people gave me this little jug, like, and it had a cap on it, and it was like apple vodka, whatever. So I was like trying to open it. I couldn't open it. If I tried, I could. But for funny reasons, I was like, oh, and the guy I was pretending to be my boyfriend, I was like, can you get this for me? And like everyone loved it, and it was just fun. And then he did it. And there was a piece of me that did it for funny, but then there was a piece of me that was like, I feel so good right now. Like, I feel like such a lady.
Yeah, a lady.
Yes,
it is.
A lady. Everyone wants to be like a lady.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's just because I'm gay. I think it's just like, I just want it. Like, who doesn't want to be like a lady? It's fucking
true.
Awesome. You fucking kidding me?
Hell yeah.
I think straight guys want to feel like a lady too sometimes. And that's what I bring them. Oh, I make them feel like a whorish lady, but whatever, a lady nonetheless.
And just the same as you want to feel like a lady, you want to feel like a prostitute sometimes.
Sometimes a dirty fucking prostitute with fucking herpes on your earlobes. Can you get herpes on your earlobes? That's what I want to know.
I wouldn't think, but you know, you never know.
There's got to be an ointment. I just love that word, ointment. It's my new thing.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
Get an ointment. Every time someone's complaining about something, I'm like, put a fucking ointment on it already.
I'm so glad that UTIs aren't considered an STD because I...
Girls get those shits like every fuck... Yeah,
yeah, I always have a UTI and I'm like, I... if this was an STD, I would feel terrible about myself. Yeah, all about the labels.
I have a friend in, he's a friend now, but he's a booker for something. He was just a promoter. And he said he got gonorrhea. I was like,
sounds
is this
bad.
Like that really still happens, gonorrhea? What? And I was like, what happens? He's like, his dick gets all like clammy, like what is it, like crusty? And your dick has a cold.
We're
that's disgusting.
A line.
I can't. That's
this
so
is...
gross. Yeah, I was like, I can't even. And that's like a straight guy thing. Like they get it from girls, gonorrhea.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Get your fucking vagina in check.
Yeah. No, I do. I've got it. In check. Yeah. I take a bath every day.
I could not imagine. And then he said he was hooking up with a girl afterwards while he had gonorrhea, but he was but he was wearing a condom. I was like,
so disgusting.
Your shit was like drippy and crusty and you were putting a condom over it? Like,
it's so disgusting.
Yeah, that's so gross. Like, dude, you need sex therapy. That's serious.
You need a, like a
like I don't
want to
hook up with someone if my throat is itchy, let alone my fucking dick
I know.
Is sneezing.
I don't want to hang out with you if your throat is itchy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Don't
like
sex it up.
One dude I hooked up this one dude and he was like sick. I was like, "Really? You have a cold right now and you're fucking hooking up with me? I hate every piece of you. Get out of my fucking car."
That's not cool. Get out of my car. I had sex in the back of a car in high school.
Did you?
I'm not proud of it.
I don't think I've only had intercourse with one person. Like, I don't believe in having sex unless I'm in love. And it was my first boyfriend, and we were totally in love, and we had sex all the time. But I'd never had sex after him.
Really?
Yeah. 7 years I haven't had intercourse.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, anal, that's like... serious.
Yeah, that's
yeah, like people are just like, I'm not trying to just be fucked on my ass all the time. Like, that's like serious.
You're a classy gay. Like,
I'm a classy gay. Yeah. Yeah, I come from a good home. Like, there's no, like, I feel like I have a whole thing about it that I do on stage, so come see me perform if you want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah. And even if you don't want to hear the rest of the story, still come see him perform.
Yeah, totally.
You had like a weird coming out of the closet, or was
no
hard?
I had lots of girlfriends in high school. I was homecoming king.
Really?
Yeah, like I was like, yeah, well, because that was, I was homecoming king in like I had to be popular way, because I hated myself as a kid.
Do you think though, like when you were in high school, people, everyone, were you like,
they knew in junior
knew?
High people would call me a fag, and they would write fag on my locker. And one time someone called my mom and was like, your son's gay, and hung up. Like, so, like, that happened a lot. And then what happened was, because that was happening, I, like, buckled down and I was like, I have got to change this. So I became, like, what a homecoming king would be. Like, I just knew, I was like, this is, I mean, I have a, I'm a personality person. So it's not like I pretended to be charismatic. Like, I'm able to just be that because I have that in me.
Right.
But I had to, like, straighten up a little bit. I had to be a little more, like, an asshole to my girlfriend, you know, like I had to be more like,
whoa. Did you know you were gay though?
Oh, totally. I knew when I was 9, but I just was playing up the whole, what would a dick homecoming king be like?
So you're probably like a really good actor.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, even when I'm, you know, I'm like embellishing on stage and stuff, I create like a little bit more of a fun character. It's a character inside me, but I add a little more to it, you know,
yeah,
for fun. And when I'm acting, definitely, like, what's funny is, like, when I do drama and stuff, it's, like, real, like, I could make people cry in the audience.
Sometimes it really scares me when I realize, like, the characters that are in me, I'm like, mm-hmm, oh,
yeah,
I'm, like, a huge bitch or something.
Right, totally,
know.
Yeah, it's, I love it. But unfortunately with not unfortunately, but stand-ups, for some reason, like, they want us to just be that. It's hard to get them to let us be anything else, but like the whoever we're portraying on stage, that's what they want to book us for.
Yeah, I mean, yes,
right.
Except for me, there's like no, there's nothing to book for that. But I was gonna bring this up earlier because you said you were auditioning and stuff, like, mm-hmm, I feel like I've hit this like wall where I'm like, I go to auditions and I like see the other people in the room and I'm, mm-hmm, like, oh, I don't even have a chance. Like,
right. I look at them and I'm like, look at his hair. Look at this. Look at that. He's so Hollywood.
Yeah. It's like, it's getting to a weird point for me where I'm like, maybe like everything that I've had in my career is just from my stand up. Like maybe this is just, this is it.
Well, no, then there's the, you market yourself. Like now I'm realizing, like, you know, think of like, I look at myself as like a Tracy Morgan. Like Tracy Morgan is a specific character. He is the character. Tracy's the character. So I'm just looking at it as, I'm assuming Thomas Dale's going to be the character. So whether it's like for, you know, like a series regular on a sitcom, it's going to be that character. I'm that's what I'm realizing. Or in a movie or something, it's going to be like T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Like he does that and he brings it to the role. So that's what I'm realizing, is that I have to bring me to the role more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do your parents, like, are they down with you as, like, all of you?
All of me. Like, they are, yeah.
Gay, yeah. Performer.
Yeah.
L.A.
Yeah, totally. They're all about it. They believed in me since I was a kid. Like,
do you think that they knew you were gay before you came out?
No, apparently they didn't. Yeah, I mean, I did do a good job of like always having a girlfriend and always like, you know, pretending to be straight, you know. So if you didn't want to know I was gay, I gave you something to, you know. It's not like I was just like, they're very flamboyant kids that it's like, all right, come on.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
You
that.
Gave them enough reason,
yes, to I say, oh, it's straight. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, so it's not their fault. Like I don't look at it as they just were bad. You know, like they just, I did that. So it's not like they were just sitting there completely like blindsided.
Right.
Not blindsided, because they were a little blindsided. Like yeah, I gave them reason to believe. They weren't just ignorant, right?
Right.
I gave them reason to believe that I was straight. Yeah. But now it's funny, you know, like when they come see me, like my dad is something, you know, in the beginning, like sometimes, like on Chelsea, he'd be like, they're just making you gay. You're the gay. And I'm like, well, I am gay and that's fine. Like, it's like, how come straight comics can go on the show and on stage and talk about like women or hot girls? Like if there's a girl topic that we're talking about, they'll say how hot she is or what they want to do to her, this and that. So if there's a guy topic, I'm not going to not say, oh my God, I totally want to hook up with them, right, or I'd do this or that. And I'm not making it a gay thing. I'm just saying my friggin' reaction.
I could see how a dad, though, is like, well, even gay or straight, it's like he doesn't want to just see you be one thing.
Right, exactly.
He's like scared you're being typecast or something.
Right, exactly, yeah. But I'm like, I'm not being typecast. I'm like, that's the thing as comics. We are us. So all comics are typecasted. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
When I'm not Zac Efron. So I'm going to be, although I wish sometimes.
I'm Zac Efron.
So are you? Did I tell you what happened then? He cut me off on the freeway?
No.
And then I chased him. And he had a license plate that said Z.A. Efron.
Do you think he's gay?
I wish. Everyone says he is. Here's the thing. I don't wish that he was gay, because then it's like, when they're gay and they don't want me, it's like, I've just been rejected. But if he's straight and doesn't want me, then I, you know, right. I'm not rejected.
Right. It's safe.
Yeah. But like, no, if I knew he was gay and he was just available, ugh.
I do feel like he could be gay. I don't know.
That's yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah. I think he could be, with his little attitude, the way he was driving on the freeway. He's so gay. He was so sassy.
Are there any famous people that you're like, they're so gay, I'm going to get them one day?
No, I don't know. I think I just assume everyone's straight. My thing is like, I have such like a bad view on gay guys that it's like, if you're not like this like faggy, weeho fucking bitch, then I just assume you're straight.
You're racist.
I'm so racist against gays.
Something.
Gay on gay crime. I am. It's, you know, but you know, I'm trying to work through it.
You're racist.
I went and got yogurt and weeho.
Yogurt stop.
Yes. And I was like, oh,
been there. You know,
it's like, it's so hard. I want to just find like, I would love to maybe find like a regular gay dude who just was not like so gay, you know, like just a regular gay dude.
They're out there.
They
oh my
are,
god
right?
I feel like I might have it just hit me I might have a friend for you. I think we have to wrap it up.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. This
Absolutely.
Is so fun. You're
totally.
The best podcast guest, because you just fucking talk.
Yeah, that
and it's
definitely,
good.
Yeah, I like
and
talking.
I'm glad that we touched on astrology, because you know what? Maybe I will give it a second.
I think you should. I think you should. Test it out.
Do you have any advice for a Pisces on this day?
A Pisces on this day? Just let yourself be you. I love it. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Where can people find you or support you?
Thomas Dale, the number 5 on Twitter. Thomas Dale on Facebook. Actually, go to thomasdalecomedy.com and then all my links are there.
Okay, cool. And that's where people easiest. Can kind of reach
yeah.
you and connect.
thomasdalecomedy.com.
And dates and stuff. Okay,
totally.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Esther, my love.
Bye.
Bye.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.